Chapter 7. I thought that sleeping so much would take away my bad mood. It didn't, really. In homeroom, I decided to rip on Alex about band practice. He swore he had been home the whole night, that he had been working on this history paper we had due next week. He swore Renee wasn't with him. Yeah, since when do you not knock out a history paper 10 minutes before it's due? I asked him in disgust. Could you at least have called? Well, you could have called me, he said, like I was his mother. Hey, guess what? I remembered this one time I hit Creed that I totally forgot about. Can you believe I hit him twice and totally forgot about the second time? If you can forget band practice, you can forget anything, I guess, I muttered, but he ignored me. We were about 12 years old, and I was riding my bike to Ryan's and passed by that old Indian burial ground behind your house. Lenape Indians Burial Ground, yeah. It was in the woods out behind our property, though whether it was an actual burial ground was unproven. All we ever dug up as kids were a few arrowheads. I saw Creed coming out of there, and he had this piece of paper, Alex went on. He showed it to me from like 10 feet off and wouldn't let me come any closer. He said it was his treasure map, and he had just buried treasure in there. He buried treasure in the Indian burial ground? I asked. I'd heard of kids digging in there. I'd never heard of anyone burying anything in there. Leave it to Creed. Yeah. And he was being so obnoxious with this map, he kept waving it by the corner and going, I would venture to say that my treasure will be very valuable someday. I would venture to say that it wouldn't be wise for me to share it with you. His smart mouth mode, I said, and shuddered. I would venture to say? Alex laughed. And suffice it to say. He always said, suffice it to say. Right. I laughed too. So he's dangling this treasure map in front of me and telling me he doesn't want to tell me what he just buried. Alex laughed again. We were like 12 years old, not 8. He thinks I'm gonna beg him to see this treasure map, right? What would make him think that a 12-year-old would want to play pirates? First, I grabbed the map and was going to tear it into 1,000 pieces. I couldn't look at it, you know, give him the satisfaction. So I tried to tear it. But he had sent it through one of those plastic machines so that it was inside something that felt like a placemat. I cracked up totally, despite myself. You mean he laminated his treasure map? Yes! And he was all looking at me like, nanny nanny boo boo, when I couldn't tear it. So I just threw it down and hit him. I was still laughing. Oh my God! I would keep that story under my hat, because if you don't, everyone's going to be digging for Creed's treasure in a few weeks and keeping me awake all night. Alex shook his head. Actually, the Indian burial ground is not the main attraction. All of a sudden, the Pine Barrens is. Did you hear about Mrs. Creed in the Wawa last night? No, I told him. I was sleeping early. You shouldn't sleep, man. You miss everything. That's why I was sleeping. He wouldn't take the hint. Ryan was down there and came to my house all freaking. He said that Mrs. Creed had been in there, like 3 times, looking to guilt kids who had not helped her search the woods for Chris on Saturday. Renee and I were afraid to go down to Wawa after that. Oh, so you and Renee sat in your house instead of hanging at Wawa? I blasted. Don't give me this history paper shit. He got kind of quiet, like, oops.